This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. This week, my subject is a place pretty important to me, one of the biggest cities in my district, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Fort Smith is ground zero for some very exciting things, one of which is the United States Marshals Museum. Mark your calendars, because this long-awaited museum opens to the public on July 1st. Let me tell you, you will be impressed. Wow, was my first response after touring the museum back in April. The last time I had been there, it was just a shell. Then, the magnificent puzzle pieces were coming together, and now I'm thrilled to see this amazing museum about to go into service in the Valley, and the impact it's going to have on the people of Fort Smith and the rest of the Valley region. My excitement for this museum began back in the early years of my congressional career. Senator Bozeman and I pushed the U.S. Marshals Service 225th Anniversary Commemorative Coin Act through Congress. That kickstarted the fundraising for the museum. This museum has a special place in my heart, and I look forward to being there for the opening ceremony on Thursday, the 29th of June. I'd also like to give an update on the FMS mission at Ebbing Air National Guard Base at the Fort Smith Airport. We had some exciting news from Washington this week. These past 2 weeks, my Appropriations Committee colleagues and I marked up both the military construction and defense bills, both of which included funding for Ebbing's infrastructure and equipment to keep the critical FMS project on schedule. Arkansas's 3rd District, particularly Fort Smith, has a long history of supporting our defenders. And soon, thanks to the tens of millions of dollars in these appropriations bills, the FMS mission will bring the sound of freedom to our home. The Fort Smith Board of Directors came up to visit the Arkansas delegation a couple of weeks ago in Washington. Working with these local leaders, help us deliver results back to the people of Fort Smith and Sebastian County, and I always appreciate their discussion. Like any city in Arkansas, or America for that matter, Fort Smith has its challenges, not the least of which is the consent decree with the Department of Justice on the water and wastewater shortcomings. Citizens there are paying through the nose as leaders do their best to manage through this difficult hardship. My days as mayor of Rogers prepared me for these kinds of municipal challenges. I'm privileged to represent a bustling, growing district, rich with pride and opportunity. These characteristics are displayed strongly in the Arkansas River Valley. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.